Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. We've done horror stories before. We have done travel stories before. So today we thought we would combine them and make it like airfare / travel horror stories. And the first person on, I do believe, has one of the craziest stories about being on a plane I've ever heard of. So we're going to get her in right off the bat.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. Here we go.
Tony Ann.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast.
Thank you.
You're the one whose friend was, she contacted you today, yes?
You did. Or I contacted you.
Oh, okay. So just let's talk about your story.
Okay, so we had rescued a Shih Tzu, 12 weeks old, from Missouri, that we rescued from a puppy mill. So we had flown with the dog, she was 12 weeks, and when we landed, she was not with us, and we asked where what happened. They literally gave the dog to someone else.
No.
For 3 days.
No.
So, wait, this other person just took. Wait, this other person just took the dog, or what?
Yep. And we just had her microchipped. Thank God, because we were a mess, and she had a lot of medical issues. So we were hysterical. So, make a long story short, we did find her by a very honest person that pretty much wanted money, right, babe? They wanted money for this.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, they took our dog.
They had your dog and held it ransom.
Yeah, pretty much.
How did it get into the hands of this horrible person?
Yeah.
She's 8 now. She's like the best thing for us. Like, she's wonderful. But we honestly don't know. We don't know what the, I mean, we were messaged money. It was insane. And I mean, we have her on pills for the rest of her life. So I was like, we need to get this dog back.
So did they they scanned the dog for a microchip, found you, and then asked for money?
Yep. And the crazy part is we just moved. So the microchip was to our old house.
Oh my God.
And we were freaking out. But luckily we were able to work it all out. And then we got the dog back. But
I was just, it's a free dog. And then
that's my husband.
Hello. I have a couple of questions because I've never flown with a dog before. So how does it work when you get off the plane? Who hands you the dog? Where do you go to get your dog?
Where you go to get your bags, and like, it's like all the check-in of security and all that. We had to show a paper that she was ours or whatever, but it took us, oh my God, how long? An hour? And we were just standing there like, what is going on? Lo and behold, there was no dog because they gave the dog to someone else, which we never understood because you literally have to show proof.
Yeah.
That's so insane.
And we had the proof that person did not.
It's like that person went up like to the baggage claim area and was looking to steal dogs.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So how much money did they get out of you?
Nothing. We were actually okay. Yeah, they wanted $500 and we were like, are you kidding me? Like, first of all, I'm from New York. I don't play that way.
Yeah.
Call
the cops.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid. And you are really stupid because I'm not giving you money. So
my second question is, what airline was this?
What do you remember? JetBlue or Spirit? Because we only flew. Yeah, we only fly. We only really fly JetBlue. So I'm pretty sure it was JetBlue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my
it was
gosh.
Crazy.
That's, I mean, what was your, did your heart feel anything? Like what, like.
Oh, I was in tears. I was literally in tears. Literally.
Oh, just yes. a little baby Shih Tzu, the cutest little thing in the world.
Can you see me right now or no?
Yeah, we can see you.
Okay, hold on. I'll turn it around. Bella, say hi, Bella.
Oh, there she is. She's alive and well. Oh, and she has a little hi, bow in her hair.
Yeah. So oh, my sweet. Gosh. Well, Tony, so, yeah, thank you.
I would do anything for this dog. So,
oh, well, we're so glad you guys got reunited.
Yeah, thank you. Me too.
Well, me thank too. You so much for sharing your airline horror story.
You're welcome.
And always microchip your dog, guys.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. You.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Next up, guys, we have Jana and... Holy moly. I think Jana's the one with the story that is forgive me for being a bad host with the order, but I believe that Jana is the one with a story that is going to blow your mind. Jana.
Hi, Jana.
Hi, Jana.
Hello.
I'm nervous.
Thank you so much for calling in last minute. Can you quickly, or not so quickly, take as much time as you need for this one, describe your airplane horror story emergency.
Okay, so I'll try to make it as short as possible, but basically I went to summer camp about 10 years ago in a little town an hour away from Boston. So at that time it was, I'm not sure about like the US, I'm not from the US, but I'm not sure if it was a normal summer camp where we had like classes in the beginning, and then it would, we would have like afternoon activities at the end. And so we had these classes for about like 5 hours a day. So we'd be really close to like everyone in the class. And I became really good friends with this girl. So I'm going to call her Becky. I hope I don't say her name.
Okay.
So her name was Becky. And so we got super close, and it was about like 5 to 8 weeks, I think. And at the end of like the summer session, we would have like a cruise that we'd go on. So everyone would dress up. We just really wanted to look good and like look better than everyone else. So Becky was like, listen, my dad is going to pick me up when we're going to New York. And so, I was like, oh shit, like my dad is Arab. There's no way he's gonna let me go. And
wait, I'm confused. Go to New York to find an outfit for the cruise?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And you were in what state?
In Boston. Like
an hour, Boston, that's right. In okay, got it, got it.
And so I was like, shit, like I'm not gonna be able to go. And my dad did say no. And so then I was like, shit, I can't go. And so she's like, don't worry about it. Give me his number. I'll let my dad call him. And I was like, good luck. He's Arab. There's no way. It's not gonna happen. And so I went to sleep that night thinking I'm not going to go tomorrow. And I got woken up saying, you can actually go. And I was like, they definitely have the wrong student, but whatever, I'm going. I don't care. And they can figure this out. This is their problem. So I get picked up. I missed a part where like I kind of had an idea who he was. I like heard the name. Mm-hmm. And so I Googled him and I saw that he was like a producer of Lord of the Rings. And so I was like, oh shit, like cool. And turned out to be Harvey Weinstein's her dad.
She went on the plane with Harvey Weinstein.
It was her. Wait.
Her son.
I was waiting for Ned to hear this punchline because I read this story.
What?
Yeah, her dad is Harvey Weinstein.
Okay.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
So Harvey Weinstein picks you up.
Yo, what year was this?
It was like 8 years before the scandal.
Yeah,
but while the scandals were fucking happening.
Oh, totally. 1,000%. He was being creepy.
Holy hell. I have never been blown away by a caller, like a caller story before as much as I am now.
To everyone, like when I'm out, it's just...
This is your party story. Jesus okay. Christ.
So wait. You're headed to the plane. Yeah,
yeah. He picks us up in this like blackout sedan, like with the driver. And he takes us to this private airport and there's a private jet waiting. And it's just me, Becky, and her dad on this plane with like a flight attendant and two pilots. And the flight there was fine. We get to New York. He gives us $300 each to like to go get our dresses, get our nails done, all this stuff. And so so we get everything done. I went to their house. It was like insanely beautiful. And then we drove back to the, I think it was like White Plains where the private airport was. And mm-hmm. so on the way, we picked up these burgers. And since it was only the three of us on the flight, we like the plane, the food had its own seat on the plane. So we strapped.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God. And so then, so we ended up, like flying, we took off, everything was fine. We ate the food. And then all of a sudden, like, you can just hear that the, like when you're on a plane, you can kind of hear the engines, but on a private jet, like you can really hear them. And then we started hearing that they would turn off and the plane would start going from this, like dipping like that. And then all of a sudden it turned back on and then it would start speeding up like upwards. And so then Becky was just freaking out. She was like, oh my God, like dad, like she's almost crying. Like, and I wasn't scared of flying at that point. I think that was my first, like the trigger for it. And so she was uh-huh. freaking out. I was like, oh my God, like what's happening? And so she made him go to the pilots and basically reassure her that everything was fine. And so she finally calmed down. Becky goes to sleep and it's just me and her dad. And I was like, there's no way, like I'm such an awkward person. I can't be like, I can't talk to him. So I pretended to sleep too. I was like, fuck this, no. And so then I just like was trying, pretending to sleep. And I just hear him like shuffling around and like making sounds. And I was just like, oh, just ignore it. Like pretend like you're sleeping. And I heard him go into the bathroom. And then all of a sudden it was like the most traumatizing thing, even more than the engines. I just heard him like explosive diarrhea. Like in the toilet
no.
10 minutes. I kid you not, it was like he like shat himself, like he blew up,
like that's over the sound of
I don't know how you hear that
engines.
On a plane. I don't know how
it was so loud, like it was like he's like,
and you're like one eyes open like oh my God. Lord,
I kid you not, like, oh my that's God, I was traumatized,
disgusting. And we don't even feel bad about sharing that because he's a disgusting man.
No.
Not at all.
Okay, so how does the rest of the flight go after he blows up the bathroom? Right.
I don't know. I remember we landed and then his daughter was just telling him, like, don't get on the flight. Like I don't want you to fly back on this plane because you obviously have to go back to New York. And he was like, oh, don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. And I remember thinking, like, oh, that plane's fucked. Like, he's going to crash. And I was like, he didn't, though. Obviously.
He didn't, though. So did your dad, like, after the entire scandal thing, feel bad about letting you actually go to New York?
That's exactly my
Harvey
question.
Weinstein.
I was like, Bobby, like, did you see this guy? And he's like, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna go to sleepovers, nothing. I go, first time letting you go somewhere, like, it's with this, like, sex offender.
Oh, wow. My God. Wait, so did you know who he was at that time? Because he wasn't, like, a household name.
No, I didn't like understand the magnitude of like the person he was. But then after like a couple of my friends went on trips with like the family and I was invited to them, but my dad was like, no. So Meeting Emma Watson, like going on Euro trips with them. Like, I think that they went to like Paris, and the hotel had like a chocolate Eiffel Tower, and then had like the Weinstein company like on it, stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow. Wild. So did you and Becky stay friends after camp?
No.
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 Clearly.
After you heard him blow up the bathroom.
Well, no, not that's that. It. Actually, he got me into boarding school after that because she was going to boarding school. And so I applied and I got accepted in 2 weeks. Like, and I was 2 weeks late. They would never let anyone else in there. And so, I think he got me in, and then his daughter just was a nightmare. So I stopped.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
That's incredible.
That's insane.
Crazy story. Thank you so much,
no
Jenna.
Problem.
That is
wild. That was wild.
That's a good story. All right. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Wow. That was insane, you guys. First of all, two back to back. I still haven't even processed the first one because a dog is like a child. So imagine like your child being lost and someone holding it ransom.
So bad.
And then the diarrhea thing, it's like, it kind of adds up in my head. I've never met the man.
But no, you know but he diarrheas so every day. Like, 1,000%.
Some people just have like a diarrhea prone face.
Yes, like a consistently sweaty face. Like they've been diarrheaing.
Yeah, like you can tell. Diarrhea. Do you guys have any crazy like flight instances that have ever happened to you?
The craziest thing that I was flying alone, I think. And I don't know where I was going, probably to LA or back. And a guy fainted, and then they were like, does anyone, and you know, any doctors, any nurses or whatever. And they had to like get the wife was like smacking him, trying to wake him up, and like, they were checking his pulse and they laid him down, and he ended up taking like too much blood pressure medication and passed out. But it was like very scary.
You were alone.
It was very scary.
I remember you got off the plane.
Because I was like, this guy's dead. Like, he's dead. But then he woke up and he was fine. But it was very sad and very, you know, very embarrassing if you pass out. I always felt embarrassed for him, which is just a weird
feeling. I think people do get embarrassed. I remember I was flying somewhere. I forgot where it was. This, by the way, isn't like a crazy, scary airplane horror story. But we had to emergency land, I think, because someone had to go to the hospital. I forget why. They never told us, you know, they like don't really like say
they
unless
never
you like
tell
ask
you. I'm
around.
Like, tell me the name, tell me why, tell me what they ate that day. I want to know why they fainted.
Yeah, like, you know, did they have this bag of peanuts that I'm about to eat? Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, tell me what happened. And also, we should have had Carly Waddell on because
she had... Oh my God, she was
a medical
still
emergency.
On the plane. She was still grounded, thank God.
I know she was still grounded, but was still in flight.
Wait, what happened? What happened?
She had like a complete medical emergency as they just closed the doors on the plane, and she fainted and was freezingly sweating and throwing up and having diarrhea, and her blood pressure was like below...
They couldn't find any veins for the IV. It was crazy.
Yeah. Oh,
but thank God she was landed. They didn't take off yet. A lot of the people I got messages from, like, people had their medical emergencies, but they had blessed not left yet.
Well, all these flying stories makes me want to go on vacation. I don't know about you guys.
Well, I just don't want to take a plane to get there, but vacation always sounds good. And vacation always sounds good when it's all inclusive, and you can do that with cheapcaribbean.com. They've been around for over 20 years and they're in the business of providing the best all-inclusive beach vacations, and that means it's all you can eat, all the alcohol and non-alcoholic beverages, as well as beach and night activities. They're all included when you book at cheapcaribbean.com.
Cheap Caribbean has no change fees when you book at Cheap Caribbean Resort, and add trip protection so you can book with confidence. Less money, less worry, more beach.
Yes. And if you guys are just literally dying to just not be home, like a lot of people are right now, be sure to check out their Dreams or Secrets Resort when you book with Cheap Caribbean. And right now, because you are a beloved, coveted, beautiful listener of the I Don't Get It podcast, you can take $100 off your next beach vacay when you visit cheapcaribbean.com/IDGI-podcast. We'll see you guys on the beach.
Let's get Amanda on the pod.
Amanda, can you hear us?
I can. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Tell us your air travel emergency story.
Well, it was back in 2019, and me and my boyfriend were taking a trip. We were doing a European tour. We were doing Austria, the Czech Republic, and Germany. So we were flying from Chicago to Germany, and we get off the plane and we go through customs, and, you know, I get passed, show my passport, stamp it, we're through, and he gets stopped, and they're asking him, they're like, there's a page missing in the passport. And they're like, where's page 9? And he goes, like kind of confused, like what's going on? And they said, you can't come in, you're missing a page. And all of a sudden these officers, one officer comes, another officer comes. And if you guys have ever been to Germany, these are armed guards with guns across their chests. And it's no joke there. And if you've ever been to O'Hare Airport, it's like a carnival compared to Germany.
Well, so, all United States TSA is literally a carnival. It's like
a carnival.
Feel safe at all.
You're not protected. They let you in. Fake, whatever. So they are not letting him in the country. They're asking me, are you traveling alone now? I'm like, I'm not traveling alone. I'm going with him. So we had to go into a detainee center where you are not allowed across the border. So you need to go to be questioned. And they think that since his page and his passport was missing, that we were hiding where we were traveling to. So we had been to a country that doesn't get along.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, what is the seriousness? Exactly. But that makes sense. Okay.
It's almost like trickery that they thought we were trying to trick them to get into the country. I'm like, lady, I'm wearing star pajamas and glasses. I'm not coming, you know, we're in backpacks on. We don't even have nice suitcases.
Yeah.
So we get in there and they said, this is a felony and this is warrant for an arrest.
Oh, not in another country.
Yeah. No. Did you get arrested?
In another country, we just got off an 11-hour flight. So we're scrambling. We're calling our parents, being like, what do we do? I call the U.S. Embassy and they pretty much say there's nothing they can do about it until he's actually arrested. And it's Easter weekend, so many things are closed in Germany.
Oh my God.
So we just stand there and they come back and they go, we are going to need to take him away and we're going to have to interrogate him. We're going to need both of your passports. We're going to need your driver's license.
All they were this asking we're us missing
our
page.
Occupation, our how much we made. And it was all very odd questioning. And at this time I got off the plane, I had to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, can I just use the bathroom in here? They go, sure. They had to have a lady officer come and escort me to the bathroom.
Oh my
she
God.
Had to search me, search my belongings before letting me into the bathroom. So I go into the bathroom and I peed and I was trying to find where to flush the toilet. And I'm looking around everywhere, can't find it. All of a sudden the door whips open and she's like, come out. And I'm like, okay. So I come out, she comes in, searches the toilet. And then the flusher is on the outside of the bathroom.
Whoa.
For anybody who is. Yes. Outside of the bathroom.
Oh, so you can't like hide drugs or anthrax or whatever people are trying to like smuggle.
Out their, whatever they shoved up their ass on an 11-hour flight. I don't know.
Whoa. They've thought of everything. Wow. Right?
See, yeah. We don't have shit like that over here. Or maybe we do. We just don't know about it.
Right. And we just follow the rules. I don't know. So she lets me out. I get to go back in our little room. And they come in and they say, okay, we're going to come back in 5 minutes and we need to take him. It's going to take between 3 and 4 hours to go through all the questions. And I cannot go. So he said, you can either sit here or you can go into the airport. Cause I had a valid passport. I could go wherever I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the phone. I'm sobbing because at this point it doesn't seem like we're going to be able to go on our 2-week vacation. And all of a sudden Justin is rummaging through all of his baggage. And I'm calling my dad. I have tears rolling down my face. And I look up and he's on one knee. And he goes, I'm so sorry. This was not supposed to happen like this. will you marry me?
Wait, why did he do this? I saw this coming because we've read the story, but why did he do it then? It had nothing to do with the ring. Like, he could have hidden it. If I could see, like, if you were in security because he was trying to, like, hide, like, a rare diamond.
Customs, right? Like, you don't have to claim a diamond.
Yeah. Wait, can she finish the story?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You guys are the worst. So he gets on one knee.
Gets on one knee. And I literally look up. And I think my glasses are still, like, fogged from the crying. And I said, are you fucking kidding me? And it was like a movie because I was just like, okay, yeah. The guards come in and they take him away.
What?
It happened within a 15 second time frame.
Wait, I'm speechless.
This is like, wild.
What do I do now? So I just sat there and I like look at the ring and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not gonna sit here for 4 hours. I'm gonna go to the bar. I mean,
wait, did you say yes?
Well, yeah, I said, yeah. After I said, are you fucking kidding me? Then I'm like, yes. And then I go out.
Thinking?
I go, I'm in Germany. I need to get, you know, a schnitzel or something. I need to make a trip. So I go to the nearest bar. And from Germany time to Chicago time, I mean, I'm trying to call people. It's 3 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm,
right.
So I'm trying to find, like, my family who's nurses or something who's working the night shift. I'm like, somebody needs to answer my...
You need to tell them what happened or what is happening currently. You can't just sit there on these crazy thoughts looking at a new diamond.
Yes. So... And he was supposed to propose in Prague on the Charles Bridge. Had a photographer. Had a dinner planned. I'm like, A for effort, buddy, but, you know, this happened. So we were, they told us that we had to go straight back to the United States. Couldn't stay, couldn't have a layover because he didn't have a valid passport.
Oh,
so we got a United representative who helped us book a flight home. There was one direct flight going home from Munich to O'Hare in the next 2 days. Thank God it was leaving in 30 minutes. So we packed up all of our stuff, took all the papers. Then they're like, well, you guys can't just leave like this. We're like, okay. So two armed guards came to us and said, we will now escort you to your flight. So we were walking through an airport with a United representative behind us and two armed guards escorting us through the airport. And of course, everybody gets in line to get on the plane, cut the whole line. And I'm like, these people either think I'm a criminal or I'm famous. I mean, there's no other option. And I wasn't looking like I had a glam team. So I with the criminal.
Got an 11-hour flight there and then immediately 11
hours back.
I'm sorry,
that is the most epic proposal story. I'm obsessed with your husband. I hope you're still married. And
then our wedding last year got postponed because of COVID. Yeah. So we're getting married 1 month. So pray for us that we're but when we came back, 4 months had gone, 3 or 4 months had gone by, and we received a really thick package in the mail, and it was all Germany papers that we missed some court date, and they were fines from the German court, and everything was in German. So how are we supposed to know who to call, who to pay, who to do anything? So we did what any American did, and we didn't pay.
Ignore it.
And you're not flying to Germany.
Like, what
ever.
Are they gonna do?
Go catch you now.
Go back there because apparently there would be a warrant out for his arrest because of the fines we apparently owe. Tried to reach out to the German consulate in Chicago. Try to do our due diligence. They said we don't deal with that. I was like, what do you guys do then? I mean, what do you?
What?
Yeah, wouldn't even read over the paperwork that was fully in German, nothing, no help. So I said, well, you forced us to ignore it.
Wow, that's crazy. I still have like many like stupid questions about like the passport and stuff, but I'll let you go. I just want to know like why one page was torn out randomly.
Yeah, apparently there's all those rules in the beginning of the passport that says it cannot be damaged. Even if your passport goes through the washer or dryer, technically it's a damaged passport and people don't have to accept it.
Wait, but why was he missing a page?
So a couple years prior, I mean, we had traveled through Italy. His page was missing, no problems. few years, I think we went to the Dominican Republic. I don't know, somewhere stupid, nothing even cool. And
Naz is from
just,
the Dominican.
Just my home country.
He loved to collect things and souvenirs. And I think it was, there was a bunch of stamps from countries on that page, and he ripped it out to put in one of his, I don't know, scrapbooks or something. And then the Germans obviously did not find that, didn't know what a souvenir was. They were very confused about all of that. So highly, highly illegal. And I don't suggest it.
Okay, well, I have to ask, like, why he decided to do it there.
Do what where?
The proposal. Why didn't he just, like, wait?
I think he was nervous that if he were arrested, they would take all of his belongings.
Okay.
And then, you know, there wasn't a ring in there. You know, yeah. You never know with other countries of how they can go through all your things. It's their property now. And I think he's just like, I want this out of my bag, on your finger, and figure it out from there.
I think it was a great choice.
He was very smart.
Even if that wasn't a thing, I feel like he should have done it then because of the story, right?
Yeah. Right. I know. It's wild. And if it didn't happen to me, I wouldn't believe it. And then I think, I'm like, God, you're so stupid. Who does that? We traveled a bunch. And then, you know, COVID hit, wedding got postponed, and I was like, it was just one after another.
Yeah.
Are we meant to be? I don't know. What are all these signs, guys?
Good stories for your grandkids, though.
Don't marry someone that makes scrapbooks, I guess.
Amanda, thank you, Amanda. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. What a story, guys. So many New Year's resolutions are about doing, like, less of something. But you know what? I'm just all in the mantra of, like, more is more. More pleasure, more rest, more time to connect with yourself and your body. And you can do all that through Dipsy. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, well, what is Dipsy? Listen, this thing is going to save your life, because if you need to unwind after a long day of Zoom calls, or if you're just looking for some new self-care ideas, or you want to get out of a funk, I know this helped me get out of my funk earlier this year. You can reset and reconnect with yourself with Dipsy. So basically, Dipsy are these, like, adult bedtime stories. And so you can turn a story on to turn you on or wind you down for better sleep. And they help you get in touch with yourself for some extra sweet dreams.
So Dipsy is a full audio app of short, sexy stories. They're designed to turn you on. And each story features characters that feel like real life people in immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there. You can find stories about off-limit hookups with your professor. I think you guys know that, you know, we've talked about that a time or two here. You can also listen to stories about a costume party that takes things to the next level, or maybe a story where your partner tells you exactly what to do, or you guys try a new toy together. There's a whole variety.
They have sexy audio stories, wellness sessions, and how-tos led by experts. And they also have bedtime content, which is not, it's a little more chill, it's a little more relaxed than, like, a full-on arousal audio. They have bedtime stories and soundscapes and a 400 plus stories with new content added every Sunday. And the best part, I think, is that it's an ad-free experience.
So right now, for the listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/get it. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipseastories.com/get it. dipsystories.com/get it. We have Alicia coming in now.
All right, let's get her in. You guys, Alicia's story is intense.
Okay, I'm ready.
Wait, more than the last three we just heard?
Hi, hello, Alicia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
So you briefly wrote me what you experienced on a plane. Well, you've had two. Can you start with the darker one?
I can.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't laugh about that one.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad.
Yeah. It was probably 15, 20 years ago, and I was on a flight, and it was one of those, I was sitting near the back of the plane, and, like, all of a sudden you hear, like, oh, is there a doctor on board? It's like, is this real, or am I just in one of those movies? Because you don't usually hear that. And then all of a sudden, there's people rushing a couple rows behind me. And next thing you know, they're kind of doing CPR because this was before they had the defibrillators on the planes. And then I hear them say, yeah, he's gone. And we were maybe only 15, 20 minutes from landing. So they didn't the emergency landing or anything. They just said, well, we're just going to move him to the back of the plane and just wait till we land. I was like, okay, so great.
There was like a dead person on the plane.
There was it a heart attack?
So, yeah, it was just a heart attack.
Oh my God. Were they traveling alone?
I think he was alone. Yes. I don't remember there being anybody with him.
Oh, that's even worse.
I don't mean to be morbid, but technically a lot of planes that you fly on may have like a corpse in
somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
They're so transferring bodies.
Right. Yeah. So think about it. Because people, a lot of the times, don't die like where they live or where they want to be buried. So, like, every time you fly, there's probably a dead person on there.
Sure. Okay. That's not as weird, though, as like it being in coach with
you. No. Yeah. No. That's crazy. I remember one time my friend went to the movies and someone died watching. Remember, Lauren, didn't I tell this to you when we watched The Conjuring, or no, Annabelle Comes Home? Someone died in the Annabelle Comes Home showing.
That's worse.
I think you did tell me that.
An old guy
I think the plane is worse. I think that's because I just think that being in the air and having this panic that, the fact that he felt like something was probably coming on and then died alone, and then everyone had to like sit there knowing there's a dead body, and also this energy on the plane is so scary.
I don't know if anybody knew in the
rows ahead,
because it was, they kind of kept everything really quiet. And then when we landed, the pilot just said, oh, there's medical emergency on board. I need everybody to remain seated. So then the paramedics just came in with their stretcher and just wheeled them out. That was it.
Did everybody see him being wheeled out down the row?
Yes.
Did they cover his face?
Yeah, they had him kind of covered. So, then people probably realized, like, oh, hey, yeah, that's a body going by.
Whoa.
And I think they would have been better off just leaving him in the back of the plane until everybody else got off instead.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know. Damn.
No, yeah. Yeah, just leave him back there.
Oh my God.
Show on. Okay, and then there was another weird, crazy thing that happened to you on a plane, which is not, like, it's pretty horrifying.
Yeah, well, I had two. It was funny because it was, both of them were within 2 days of each other, because I had a wheel fall off a plane, and then I had a whole electrical system failure on another plane.
Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
You were on the runway, you said, and the wheel fell off.
Yeah, the front wheel came off.
Wait, like plane was like about to take off and the wheel came off?
Yeah, we were starting to taxi off from the gate. And then all of a sudden it was like you just kind of felt this big thud. And the pilot just went, oh, I think we just lost the front wheel. Okay.
Can you imagine?
That is so crazy. So what, you just got on a new plane and that was it?
Yeah, we just got on a new plane and that was it.
Imagine having, if it didn't happen then and it happened on landing, you didn't have a front wheel?
You're the whole like front catches on fire, basically, because the friction.
Scary.
That's so wild. Like tires don't fall off of cars like that, let alone aircrafts.
It was just one of those. But
You would think they'd check and like screw those in every time, like when the plane's about to take off.
Don't know what they do.
Okay, and then you said a complete electrical blowout?
Yeah, well, that's why I ended up on the plane with the wheel that fell off, because I was on another plane, and we were going to take off, and like everything just shut down, everything went dark. And he said, oh, we just had an electrical system failure, they're going to pull us back into the gate and fix whatever they were going to fix. So they thought they fixed everything, and then go to taxi off again, and then, everything just goes black again. It's like, oh, no, all right, we're just going to have to get on a new plane. So by the time they got us all in new planes,
in darkness,
I ended up, it was probably 8 hours later before they finally got me on a second flight. And then that's the one where the wheel came off. And I said, I'm just going to rent a car at this point, I think.
God's like, you're not flying today.
What airline was this?
What airline?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was, one of them was American. I think the other one was Delta.
Huh.
Jesus. You know, there's no rhyme or reason. All airlines have their horror stories.
I will say, American for a long time had the oldest planes ever. Or at least the ones I was on. These planes were brand new when I was born. And I think I'm going to start asking what the year is on the aircraft.
Probably don't want to know.
I'm going to literally be like, what year is this one? No, thanks. Mm-hmm. Put me on another one.
Well, yep. Alicia, thank you so You're much for welcome. Sharing your stories.
Thank you.
See ya.
Have a good night.
Crazy, man. These are this would be like a terrible podcast for people with like flying anxiety, like Jared, to listen to, I feel like.
Yeah, but you know. Well, if any of these have traumatized you, or if you've experienced an airplane horror story and you feel traumatized by it, you can always get help with BetterHelp. You guys know that we love BetterHelp. They help you get matched with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can connect in a safe and private online environment, which makes it so convenient. And you can start communicating with somebody in under 24 hours. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling. And you can send a message to your counselor anytime. You could do text message. You can do phone calls with them, weekly video calls, anything that makes you feel more comfortable. It's a lot more comfortable than having to wait in an uncomfortable waiting room for therapy.
Yes. And what I love is that you can send a message to your counselor at any time and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can actually schedule weekly video or phone sessions, which I like because sometimes you live with the person that you want to talk to your therapist about. Yeah. So if you're in your, and this has happened a lot. So if you're in your car, you can just call them, which is
so
convenient. I mean, honestly, I feel like I go to therapy for everyone in the world that doesn't go to therapy. So if you are interested in going to therapy, like Ashley said, BetterHelp is committed to facilitating those great therapeutic matches. And in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states, and it's affordable.
We want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/get it. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
So while we wait for our next guest, let's get some stories from my Instagram up here.
Okay. Also, a girl messaged me she said she's been puked on by a lady because she took forever to tell her story of why she was sick and then just went for it literally on her. And then she also,
wait, what?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
She got puked on by a lady. And then,
but because she was sharing a story about it,
because she took forever to tell me her story of why she was sick and then just went for it literally on me. She almost got punched by an asshole because she couldn't give him a beer. Oh, I think she must be a flight attendant.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that
yes,
makes sense.
Sorry, guys. I left out the context. She also said, everyone always asks if I've ever been scared, and there was once that I actually was going to crash and die. And yeah, those are her stories.
Very scary. Do you know what's disappointing, guys? Mm-hmm. Is that we had a guest that was supposed to call in during the first half of the podcast who gave birth on a plane, but she didn't call in.
Damn it.
I know. She was on her way to Hawaii.
Oh.
Was it like a baby moon?
No, not now. Like on the plane. She was on her way to Hawaii and delivered.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Was she like going there for a baby moon?
I don't know what she was going there for. Maybe. That would make sense.
How far along was she?
I don't know. Another great question.
That is so crazy. I wanted to hear
that
one.
I'm so disappointed.
I know. That's actually insane. Like you have to have a doctor on the flight or you're screwed, right?
Or a nurse,
yeah.
A doula?
Oh, yeah, a doula.
Wait,
Ashley, are you going to go on a baby moon? I feel like that's like such a thing in the last couple of years.
I want to do a baby moon, but it just depends how I feel. I'd want to do it in the fall, so we'll see.
When did that start, baby moon? Like, had that always existed?
I think it's an Instagram thing.
Is it like a new thing that our generation came up with?
Definitely a new age thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, so here's another diarrhea story, but I thought this was like super gross that I had to just share it. This girl is a Delta flight attendant. She said, in the past 6 years of flying, I've never seen anything like this. A grown-ass man, about 50-ish years old, professional business attire in first class, shit all over the first class bathroom. Not being dramatic, it looked like you took a bucket of chocolate pudding and just let loose on walls, sink, floor, etc. Basically everywhere but the toilet. No. As flight attendants, we don't have to clean that up. Anything with poop, vomit, blood is not something we have to clean up for safety reasons, thank God. But for some reason, I tried and decided to try and make it better. I don't know what came over me. And after 2 minutes of attempting to clean it up, I stopped and blocked off the bathroom. But the point is, this grown-ass man not only shits everywhere so violently, then he doesn't even attempt to clean it up. And even then, I understand, but tell somebody, like tell the flight attendant so we can block off the bathroom so the other guests don't have to see it. She goes, it was brutal. I mean, shit everywhere. I don't even know how that logistically happened. And I am scared.
That is a big, I don't get it. How is there ever shit other than the toilet? You know?
That's so true. It's like, do you think it's because when people don't want to bend down and sit on it?
Yeah, maybe he probably didn't sit on the toilet seat.
No one sits on the airplane toilet seat and it just like sort of sprinklers everywhere.
But you sit like when you're having down diarrhea, when you're taking a shit. You
do. Yeah.
That's so true. It's like you have to sit because it's just coming out like plumbing, like with water.
I feel like that's the only reason, though. But like, okay, so getting germs on your ass versus shitting all over a public restroom in a closed-in location.
That is so foul. And you know that it's like, you know that people like hear it too because those doors aren't super thick, I feel like. Also,
they're gonna smell it.
You know how she said, or he said, I don't know. You know how they said that? Why didn't they tell a flight attendant? I don't know. Would you tell one? I don't. If that was me, to be honest, I might just walk to my seat and hope no one knows.
Yeah, I would never tell anyone, but I would clean it up for a long, long time, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I have so many, you guys. I have to scroll through them. Okay, so I have another person that said a woman died in the seat in front of me. I've seen a person die and then a person get revived on a plane. Both sides of the situation. Then somebody said, this was really funny. Well, there was one woman that was trying to steal alcohol off the bar cart, like violently trying to steal alcohol and then trying to like tear the breathing thing out of the ceiling.
Oh, the oxygen mask?
The oxygen mask. Yeah.
The breathing thing.
The breathing
yes.
thing. There was multiple people who told me that they had been on planes where I lost my train of thought. Where people were drunk or high or something and threatened to get open up the emergency door.
They were in the emergency aisle and were threatening to open up the door. That's what I want to hear.
I think where are these people?
I think to me personally, that is more terrifying than someone dying in front of me or getting revived.
You're right.
Like, that to me is so fucking scary. If someone's like, I'm opening up the emergency exit. Like, remember that woman in Bridesmaids where she's like, I had a dream we died and you were in it.
Yeah, there was a TikTok of that exact thing, and they had to duct tape the lady to her chair because she kept running to the door to open it.
That's actually that's insane.
And she's like, was screaming bloody murder.
That is so scary.
Oh my God.
Well, we have Jamie on with another dog story. So give Jamie 1 second to connect.
Jamie, can you hear us?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jamie.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Very good. So tell us your horror story, please.
Okay. So we were stationed in Hawaii
Yeah, my husband was getting out of the military, and we were moving to Michigan, and he had to stay behind to finish up some last-minute stuff, and I took our 9-month-old daughter on a flight from Hawaii. I think it was a night flight. And then her and I and the two dogs flew from Hawaii to L.A., and then we had a little bit of a layover, and then L.A. to Chicago. Well, for some reason, when we landed in L.A., our flight got delayed, and I also booked a flight where it had to be two different ones because we had the dogs. So when we got to L.A., I had to go and get our luggage and then recheck it back in. And because we missed our flight in L.A., I had to take my daughter that was in a stroller of 9 months and two suitcases through the LAX, which is like the Jones airport. And so I was almost in tears and I was like, sir, can you help me or have anybody help me carry my luggage and my kids or my kid, my child with me to the next like flight? He goes, no, no one can help you. And I was like, okay. And so I was almost in tears. So I was like, I have to hurry. I had like 10 minutes to get to my next flight.
Oh, Jesus.
So I had to like go back through like security and like all that stuff. So I was just like, it was like a mile long. I was just like, it is what it is. And I was like, well, wait, my dogs, like they're supposed to be on the next flight with me, freaking out. I'm like, okay, well, it is what it is. You know, and I was all by myself, just me and my 9-month-old and these two suitcases. Aww. Just had to go outside of LA. It was horrible. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I get checked back in and the lady's like, well, you just missed your flight. And I was like, awesome. This is fantastic. And so I was like, well, what can you help me? I said, it's just me and my daughter. I said, my dogs are on another flight. I believe they've already taken off. And she's like,
to the same location.
Yes, they were still going
just
to
a little bit before you. Yeah.
Which okay, that's fine. That gives them enough time to, you know, get through whatever they need to get to where we need to pick them up, you know, in Chicago. And I was like, okay, that's fine, whatever. She's like, well, we don't have any seats that go to Chicago right now. The only thing we can do for you is standby. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, well, what do? You know, like, I don't have a choice.
Right.
And I said, okay, well, can you at least take my luggage? Because my hands are completely full. I have this child. Thank God she was an angel. She didn't complain at all. She didn't cry. Nothing. I was like, thank you, God, for this. So I finally got checked back in and we get to our next gate. And the lady's like, oh, I have no seats available, but you can be on standby if someone didn't show up. And I was like, okay, well, what's the X off? And she's like, oh, you'll have to wait till I'll see if we have another airline. I'm like, okay, whatever. Well, thankfully, someone didn't show up and it was a middle seat. And I was like, I don't even care if it's the back of the plane at this point.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so thankfully, we got onto this flight, which is what, a 4-hour flight from LA. I was like, maybe we can just, you know, decompress because there was a lot that just happened. So we finally got to LAX and my grandmother-in-law, as you would say, so she met us at the gate. And she's like laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing? She's like, well, I just went through security and I forgot I had a knife in my purse. I thought, oh my gosh. I was just like,
wait, what? Did she get through?
Yes. Because I think this was in 2012, so it wasn't as crazy as now.
Jesus Christ.
But she's like, it was just the craziest. I'm like, you didn't even think, like, you're in Chicago, like another big airport. I would have probably checked first, but whatever. So she like helped me through Chicago. And then, you know, we get to the car and, you know, and they're two big dogs. So we had to like take care of like their kennels and stuff once they got off the airplane. So I go in a check in. I was like, hey, I'm here. Here's all my, you know, itinerary for my dogs and all that. She's like, oh, well, we only have one dog. And I said, excuse me.
Oh my God.
She's like, no, only one dog. You got to be kidding me. I said, they just came from Hawaii. They've been on an airplane.
Only one dog arrived is what she's saying.
Yeah, well, that's what she told me. So I'm like freaking out. I'm like, this has been up for 20 plus hours and I'm exhausted.
Oh my God, has the dog been in the crate this long?
Yes.
And so I'm for like, 20 hours?
So I'm like, where is this dog? And I'm like, she's like, well, I don't know. And I was like, well, can you help me find her? Because one's a German Shepherd and one was a Border Collie. And I'm like, okay, can you at least find one of my dogs? She's like, oh, well, let me talk to a guy. I'm like, man, they've been in this crate for a long time. They need to get out.
Right.
She's like, well, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, you need to ask security. You need to ask somebody. And I'm like, right. And I'm usually like a pretty
annoying
calm.
Shit.
Yeah.
That is so annoying.
And I'm usually
annoying.
Pretty calm, like pretty easy going. And I was about to lose my shit. I'm like, okay, well,
they've been just in Hawaii. We've been traveling. You know, I have my 9-month-old. Thank goodness my mother-in-law and my grandma-in-law were there with me to help me. But I'm like, you need to find my dog. She's like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm like, you need to ask, like, supervisor something. She's like, oh, let me go ask her. And I'm like, okay. She's like, oh, we found one dog. And I was like, okay, well, still missing a dog.
How do you find one and not the other? I'm so confused.
Exactly. I'm like, were they not together? She's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh, okay.
This bitch would be dead.
Oh my God, Lauren, so could you imagine?
Okay.
This is terrifying.
So we finally get the one dog and we get him out and he's like scared, petrified. I was like, dude, it's okay. And of course we are like a smaller SUV. So we had to like break down the kennel. And of course, when you fly from Hawaii to anywhere, you have to have like bolts on it. And you think I carry tools with me? No, don't.
Oh,
and
I was like, God.
At this point, just throw them away. I don't even care. I really just want to get going. So thankfully, some guy, you know, came by. And he's like, hey, ma'am, do you guys need help? I said, thank you so much. So he helped me break him down. Still missing a dog. And I'm like, so I keep going in and out of this building. And then finally, she's like, oh, I think we found it. I'm like, what do you mean you think? You can't just think you found it. Like, it's a dog kennel. It's not like it's like a turtle box. And it's like... okay, well, did you find her or not? Well, let me go check again. I'm like, okay. So like what? An hour and a half passed by. And this is in July. So, you know, Chicago is definitely hot
as hell. Yes.
I'm freaking out for you.
This is so scary. And so
she's like, oh, I think we found her. I was like, okay, well, how long is it going to take? Oh, probably another 30 minutes. I'm like, oh my God.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. But Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I said, is there anything you can compensate me for this crap or anything? She's like, well, why would we? I'm like, you're right. Why would you?
Why would we?
Wait, where was the dog?
They never did say. Wow. And I'm like, they came off the same plane. I didn't buy two different tickets for them. Like, they were together. So how do you separate two different animals?
Mm-hmm. You know, and, like, I'm more like, careful with animals. Luggage.
Yeah, exactly. I had like live animals all over. I had like everything. And I'm like, you just don't lose a dog. Right. And so we finally get her and she's scared as well. And I was like, honey, it's okay. I was like, here's some water, here's food. And then we had to break down the other thing. And I was just like, at this point, I don't even care if you leave it here. But thankfully the other guy was still there and he helped us take that down. And I was like, this makes for a really great story someday.
And you shared it on a podcast.
Oh my gosh. It is.
That's so scary. I just want to do a quick shout out to military moms and wives, because the stories that my mom tells me when she was pregnant with me, when my dad was stationed, like all the shit you have to do on your own. Like, I feel like, yeah, I got those same vibes from when you started sharing your story. And it's like, God, you really have to do so much on your own, you know?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But it was, I mean, it was worth it, but holy moly.
Of course. But like, shout out, you know,
the panic of you even like having your daughter and then the two suitcases going to the next gate. That's was panic inducing enough. Yeah. Like, you're sweaty, you're freaking out, you're trying to make your flight terrible enough, let alone the dogs, and then finding one and this girl who's like, I don't know. I'm like, hey, be more careful, be more thoughtful.
Yeah.
That was so stressful.
I think the worst part was
being in the crates for so long.
I think one of the worst parts was like when I asked the guy, because he knew I was almost in tears. I'm like, sir, can you please help me? I said, I can't miss my flight. My dogs are on the same flight. And he literally looked at me in the eyes and he goes, no, I'm not going to help you. And I was like, okay, well,
right.
What do I do? You know? And I was like, sister, hang on. We're just going to, I mean, I looked like I'm sure it was a circus looking at me, but I didn't care at that point. I didn't have a choice.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I wish I was there to help you. The doggies are fine.
But like, there's like so many people looking at me. I'm like, nobody offered to help. Like the whole mile I had to walk, nobody offered to help. I'm like, is there not good people in this world anymore or what? But whatever.
Yo, right. I get annoyed when I'm like struggling and putting my overhead bag, like,
absolutely,
you know, my carry-on, like trying to put it in the overhead compartment with my head. And I'm like, really? No, nobody's going to stand up and give me an extra hand?
For sure.
But then you go through this. It's like, so ridiculous.
But and like I said, it makes for a good story now.
Absolutely. Right. And thank God you got your dog back.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you for so much for telling us that story.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right, guys. I have some other ones that unfortunately...
Lauren? I felt that stress too. That was like anxiety inducing.
I saw that the entire thing, like visuals. Yeah, I saw that entire thing. Yeah.
Agreed. Okay, Ashley, what else?
Okay, sorry. So I have some where these people didn't respond to call in, but they were so crazy. And I just want to let you know that going through all these messages, like it's, I have at least 7 or 8 that say that people have been on planes with people who have died, which is like that somebody next to them died, like on the plane. It's so crazy.
I don't, do you guys think so that's crazy though? I don't. Is that weird?
Why is that not crazy? Someone's dying next to you in the air.
People die every day, all the time. They have to die somewhere.
No. Have you ever been running errands and somebody dies? Like, no.
No, but if I was a Target and someone died in front of me, I would not be shocked. I'd be like, this is what happens. People die every day.
I don't know.
People
I guess because
don't
I've
usually
lived...
die in mundane ways, like at mundane
hospital.
What?
They're usually in accidents or at the hospital. They don't die there.
They may go to an ambulance there, but they don't die.
No, this is another Lauren scientifically phrase that is not backed by facts. I would argue that the
what do you mean another one?
I would argue that the deaths we hear about and see in pop culture and media and the local news are only pop the culture. Ones that have an ambulance or whatever. I would argue that the most common deaths are the mundane errand ones.
No, Naz, you want to look it up?
Are you can kidding
see how many people, like, what's the percentage of people that die in the hospital, okay? Like, in their lives. And like,
okay, but the hospital could also be
home?
No, but that could also be dying of old age. I think, you know what it is? I figured it out. I'm from Florida. And
okay,
people die doing my entire childhood. People died doing mundane things every day.
All right, that's it. Thank
we
you.
Figured
Wait,
it
that's
out.
What it is.
We
Thank
figured
you for
it out.
Figuring it out.
Okay, next.
Okay. So somebody said that someone they knew had human remains shipped in the cargo and it got lost.
Oh, no.
So like that's either like ashes or a body.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wait, are you guys watching The White Lotus?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so incredible. Sorry. It's so incredible.
Why is it so like, can we just figure, like, can their crime happen?
Wait,
already?
Guys, when Jennifer Coolidge has
to- She's the best. She goes, I'm going to lie on my bed and wait for you to text me. That was the best thing I've ever
I haven't watched the most latest. I've only seen 3.
Okay,
so
but when she, have you seen when she has to spread her mother's ashes in the water? And she goes, and then I thought I was like feeding the fish.
Yeah, it was, but Naz, her best line thus far is definitely,
I'm going to just lie in bed and wait for you to text me.
Me.
It's so good. Okay, I'm sorry. The White Lotus is so fucking good.
Okay, hold on.
That character is iconic.
Okay, so this one person said that her husband was sitting next to a woman who sneezed blood on him and then just didn't say anything.
Wait, that's scary.
Well, see, I can't have these teasers. I need the whole story.
No, that's scary.
Cancer.
They didn't say anything?
She didn't like apologize or make like any sort of deal of it.
Okay.
And then there's another one.
Wait, can I ask you guys a question? How many times have you gone to a public restroom and seen period blood on the toilet?
Too many.
Too many.
Yeah. That's disgusting. Who
Clean
are those
your
women?
Shit. Clean your shit.
That is so weird. I remember like going into stalls as a kid and seeing that and just being like,
I was like, I saw bloody tissue or something next to the toilet. And I go, Mom, someone had a very bad bloody nose. I was at Planet Play. I think I was like 6.
Why is there blood there?
My mom
was like, yeah.
Your so mom creepy. Was like, yeah.
Okay. One person said, I had a pilot that said, quote, glad we survived that after going through a thunderstorm.
Yes, that's my king. That's hilarious. That's
I love pilots that make jokes like that. Like, yes. They give me life.
Oh, so funny. Glad we survived that. That's hilarious.
That's so good.
One woman witnessed somebody changing her tampon in the seat.
No.
She no. changed her tampon in the seat.
What? Why would you do that? Maybe she was going to spill everywhere and the line was long, right?
I don't know.
Oh, you're not going to spill that bad.
Yeah, you're not going to. Yeah, no.
If I did that, the whole plane would smell it. My blood smells so weird.
Ew.
What? Your period blood doesn't smell?
I think it smells like period blood.
Yeah, that's the smell. That's the smell.
That would be
smell. That's not that, yours. That's just, that would it's be it. Period. It's
yeah,
period
well, I just saying mine smells. I don't know if everyone's does. Like how I'm some sure people's farts don't.
Everyone has their own scent.
This one is freaking crazy. Our pilot had a heart attack mid-flight and we watched him have his heart defibrillated on the floor.
Wait, so holy the co-pilot shit. Took over?
Yeah,
that's,
the co-pilot had to take out.
Wow. Are we should end on that one because that's probably the scariest thing ever.
That probably is.
I keep saying that about
ones.
Everything.
Except I'm like, that's for, the most terrifying. We will actually end on this one, which is disturbing in a whole other way. The guy next to me asked if he could take my virginity. I was 20 and traveling from the U.S. to Turkey.
Yeah. Okay, well, watch out for being abducted when you land. I'm glad she could live to tell you on Instagram.
Me too, and also sadly not surprised. The bullshit we deal with as women everywhere. This something just happened to me recently where I was like, oh, I was at Dodger Stadium working, and a crazy drunk guy ran up to me, and he was like, here, I want to donate money. I want to donate money to you. And like, I was running. What? I was running away from him.
An employee, donate money to
an employee had to intercept. Oh, I don't
very
know.
Weird. I'm very just weird. Like,
they don't listen. You know, they don't listen.
Well, they just don't take cues, especially alcohol and infused.
Wow. What a podcast, guys. Well,
that was pretty interesting.
That was. Stay safe out there.
I don't know what to do about your dogs, guys, but I feel like it's, I freak out when I leave my dogs home alone in a house with food and water for 5 hours, let alone in a crate for 20. So I don't know what the best way to go about this is.
But you get to fly with Gergi in your lap, right?
Well, because he's small.
Right.
Damn. Yeah, it was the time we smuggled him into Canada and we were also in customs for like an hour. It was scary.
Wait, they caught you guys?
Yeah, he didn't have his rabies vaccine yet. Oh, we knew.
Oh, okay. Well, we were idiots.
Well, don't smuggle dogs.
Every year that the frontal lobe develops a little bit more.
I love it. And on that note, we will say sayonara. Goodbye, guys.
Sayonara, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you want to be the most interesting person at the cocktail party, well, hop on over and listen to the Brain Candy Podcast.
Our award-winning content will have you laughing while you're learning.
We read all the best articles, books, and studies, and keep up with new TV shows, documentaries, and pop culture. And then we cram it all into 2 shows a week.
Conspiracy theories, cannibal rabbits, unsolved mysteries, the history of the Walkman. There's something for everyone.
The Brain Candy Podcast. Find our link in the show notes.
Or simply search for the Brain Candy Podcast on your podcast app.
I don't get it.
Podcast.